Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Weekend Breakfast, Alison Curtis with you on Today FM. And a colleague, Kieran, we're colleagues, aren't we? We are colleagues. You work for another radio station, but you know.
Yeah, but we sit about, as the crow flies, we only sit about 5 meters away from each other. But it's just through a floor.
Through a floor. So you're currently in Paris. You did your show last night from the Olympics. And what's the reaction been like in Paris? Like, the Irish are there in force, aren't they?
Oh, it was actually the place. So we were in O'Sullivan's by the Mill, which is like the Irish House, as they call it. So it's officially partnered with kind of the Olympic Federation of Ireland. And it was like coppers. And it was like coppers at about, Alison, at about 6 o'clock in the evening, it was like coppers. And that continues. And it stays open till 6 a.m.
Oh,
this
God.
This is the mad thing, right? So lots of the other, all the countries have their own, you know, there's a Canada House, for example, and Germany House and all of this. But the Irish House is the only one that stays open that late. So when all the others close, people spill out of the others and they come to the Irish House. But it's all ticket, right? So this mad thing happens where athletes from other countries turn up and they show their accreditation, say, oh, I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
And the bouncers say, oh, no, it's only Irish athletes. And a few nights, somebody has pulled a gold medal from their pocket to try and get in.
And they
can't get in. They say, no, you still can't get in. You've got to get in the queue.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious. Everybody wants to be part of Ireland, that's for sure. So it was a great reaction. And then, of course, the big thing last night was we were all eyes on Rashida. And, like, she's so young, Kieran. Like, she is so young. And I'm sure she was gutted. And a lot of people saying fourth is kind of the worst. Like, you'd almost rather be fifth. But she handled it with grace, I thought.
Oh, she was so good speaking afterwards.
Yes.
David Gillick. And she has been, like, every round. She's so composed. And to be able to process everything that's just happened and explain yourself so well, I'm so impressed by her. And I'd hate to think that the kind of the casual fan who doesn't really pay attention would watch that and think, ugh, people were talking about her maybe winning the medal and she didn't. What's the big deal? Like, she's so young, as you say. That is such a stacked event at the moment. Like, it is really, really competitive.
I am
convinced that, you know, these conversations that people get into rows about the greatest sports person ever, and we include at the moment, you know, Sonia and Roy Keane and Rory McIlroy and all these people. She's absolutely going to end up in that conversation.
She will.
Like, she's not there yet, but she is absolutely going to end up in that conversation.
Well,
she's
going to end up on the podium in 4 years' time. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, she's just so strong. And it's just the people in, as you said, in that event with her were insanely superhuman.
Oh, they were. And what I loved as well, though, about what she said afterwards is that she was disappointed. Like, you know, while she was kind of so grateful for all the support she gets, she made sure to mention everybody and thank everybody and acknowledge what an achievement she was. You still, I guess you need, if for an athlete to be successful, they need that bit of kind of competitive, you know, they need to be disappointed when it doesn't go out. And she would have been gutted going to bed last night.
Oh,
really, really disappointed.
Completely.
Which, like, I know it's an awful thing to say. It's a good thing. It's good that she's disappointed when it didn't work well.
Like, the hunger is there. The hunger is there. She was on the show just a matter of weeks ago, and she was just so wonderful to speak to, and just her outlook on life in general was fantastic. So there's been so many highlights, Kieran. Like, I don't know if I've been as obsessed as you, but I've been pretty obsessed. Like, there's been so many feel-good moments and, like, crazy things happening. What for you is, like, a standout moment? Because you've been watching it, like, every single second of it, basically.
Oh, there's almost too many. Like, from an Irish point of view, like, I know Mona's bronze medal.
Yes.
I know it was bronze medal. We've got four golds. Like, I was almost in tears watching. I just was, like, screaming the house down. I got so much joy out of that medal, just knowing kind of how up and down her journey has been and the fact she nearly gave it up and all of that. I have to say, like, Daniel Wiffen has emerged as just
completely,
like, the superstar. And I think I was probably like a lot of people. You don't know what to make of him at first.
He's
like,
hilarious. But you know what?
I was thinking,
as a twin, I'm a twin, and I was like, and not even identical twin. I'd be like, oh God, could you imagine having your identical twin win medals? You'd be like, God darn it. Although apparently Nathan was his biggest supporter, so that's fine. He's hilarious.
He's absolutely hilarious, but it's funny. Michael Cruz, who won the gold in 92 in the boxing, he's a triplet, and they're identical triplets.
What?
And he tells stories. Yeah. And he says that his brothers would be like signing autographs and posing for photographs for things. Like, for years it went on. And like, sometimes they'd be trying to say, no, not me, it's not me. And and eventually they'd just relent and go, yeah, fine, it is me. And they'd sign Michael Cruz. So maybe Nathan will do
we'll
a bit
do the
of that,
same thing. Okay. And before I let you go, like, if you were to enter an event, because there are so many different events at the Olympics, what do you think you would do well at? What would you excel at?
Oh, sorry. What would I do? What event would I do well at? One that probably needs no athletic ability. What? Maybe, like, could I try shooting or something? Maybe. There's people shooting now kind of screaming at the radio saying, how dare I suggest that?
You can be like the guy from Turkey. You don't need any equipment. You just turn up.
Do you know what, actually? Maybe just for the crack. Like the 100 meters or something, just to see what it's like. I played chess against a chess grandmaster on telly last week, and in a 5-minute interview, he beat me 4 times. We played 4 games in 5 minutes. And he beat me and it was incredible. And I was just like, oh my God. And I wonder, it would be like that running the 100 meters. Maybe there'd be a kind of a perverse kick you'd get out of it.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, safe flight home. Thank you for joining us this morning here on Cuddy. Thank you. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.
Alison Curtis with you today, FM, and thanks to Kieran Cuddihy from The Hard Shoulder on News Talk for joining me there. From Paris, do you know he was just going through the scanner, Cahal, like as in to get his face scanned for security when he was talking to us. He's on the way home. So Olympics has thrown up so many incredible moments, so we thought right now, right here, we would do our top three, like, or top moments, feel-good moments from the Olympics. But before we do that, though, we still have, of course, the women's 4x400 to look forward to.
Absolutely. And what a run they had on Friday. Charlie Maudsley coming up trumps in the final leg of the heat. I think her split was something like 49 seconds, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And she is just such a good finisher.
Yeah.
The race is tonight at 8:45, so yes. All of Ireland will be glued to their screens for our final medal hopefuls. And Rashida Adeleke, who, of course, finished fourth last night in the 400 metre, has confirmed that she will run in the final of the 4x400. So she's taking place of Kelly McGrory, who ran third. So I think we're probably going to see Phil Healy, then Rashida. So Rashida brings us up that kind of good speed in the second leg, followed by Charlene Maudsley and Sophie Becker as well. So Charlene,
to finish, you think
well,
Sophie Becker?
Well, no, Charlene, other way around. But 8:45 tonight, and like, oh, we are just fingers and toes and everything
so
crossed.
But like, as far as a gold glory, an Olympic medal glory, Ireland has done so well. Like Kieran was talking about Daniel Whiffen, of course, Reese, Mona, Kelly, Paul, Vinton, Dara and Philip, and bronze, and so many medals this year. It's just been incredible. But there's been so many feel-good moments as well to come from it. Will I go first?
Yeah, go on. Okay. Tell me yours.
So number three for me is all the things that Snoop Dogg has done. So primarily dancing with the horse and turning up to dressage with his friend Martha Stewart dressed like they're ready to take part.
It looked like the Dublin Horse Show is here next week. I would not be surprised if they arrived. Just Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Okay, we better put in a guest request. And then I loved the reaction. Julianne Alfred from St. Lucia winning the women's 100 meter final and becoming the first medal ever. And I grew up with a girl from St. Lucia.
No way.
Gorgeous country, like, beautiful people.
Watching that race, Sha'Carri Richardson from the US was the favourite. She was the
completely
one.
The favourite.
She came out and everyone was like holding their breath. Yeah. Didn't think about Julianne Alfred. And I don't know if you saw the videos of the St. Lucians watching it live.
Yeah, I did. That was my feel-good moment.
And they're just
so
going mental. And I'm like, a first medal. We're celebrating 7.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, it's historic here.
It's incredible.
This is their first medal. It's unbelievable.
The moment, though, for me, of moments... is when it was actually Jordan Childs, who is the US Olympian. She messaged kind of telepathically to Simone Biles when they were on the medal podium to do a special bow for the gold medalist, Brazil's Rebecca. And it was just the still shot and the actual live video, to me, was just the most, it was just the greatest thing. It was just so wonderful.
And Rebecca,
the best of humanity.
Yeah, it was just so nice to see the two kind of, so Simone has won like 4 gold medals. She's come back. She is made her name again as the, like, one of these like amazing Olympians like in history. Yeah, she is. And she will be remembered for that.
Yeah.
But Rebecca Andrade, we'd seen her in the pole vault on the floor doing all these things and like kind of getting silver in the team. She got silver.
Yeah.
And then when she did come out on the floor and was like, this is my moment. Yeah. Like, this is me
they
showing
so
up.
They were so happy to share it. Yeah, and that's amazing.
I think that was one of the really feel-good things for me was watching the Olympians throughout the gymnastics. They were so, like...
cheering each other
on.
There
was the camaraderie between them, hugging each other after and being so, like, pulling each other up onto the floor with their flag. I just thought it was brilliant.
You're brilliant. And Simone was just saying afterwards it was the right thing to do. It was an all-black podium. It was just incredible.
It was fabulous.
Those are my moments. Cathal O'Sullivan, what are your moments?
So first off, I might go from third to first as well. So, okay. Number three, Cindy Gamba from the Refugee Olympic team.
Yes.
Won the Refugee Olympic team's first ever medal. So she won a bronze medal, and it was just, she lost her bout in the 70kg semi-final last Thursday to Panama's Athena Bailon. But Cindy, who is gay and...
She's from Cameroon,
but could not return due to her sexual orientation. And she just said she wants to tell all the refugees around the world to keep working hard, keep pushing yourself, and you can accomplish anything.
She's incredible.
And I just think it's a message to all the refugees around the world that wherever you're from, wherever you end up, that you are still, I suppose, valid. And like seeing her win the medal was just phenomenal.
Incredible.
Mondo Duplantis has slowly become a name on everyone's lips.
And he jumped over a double-decker bus, basically.
Literally.
Was it 6.2 metres or something?
6.25. So he's slowly pushing the point. So it was 6.24.
What humans can do.
And the whole crowd, the show was over. And he's like, I'm done. I have my gold medal. I'm just going to go break this world record.
Yeah.
And like the whole crowd stayed, cheered him on. He kissed his girlfriend at the end.
So
and
cute.
He's just so likeable.
Go Mondo. And then you've got an Irish story for your number one.
My number one is Rhys McLennan. I watched in Tokyo in 2021 on my couch at home, watched him fall off the pommel and the tears. And you just felt for someone who's the same age as me, 25 years of age, at the top of his game, falling off the pommel. Was heartbreaking to see him
4 years later
in the same spot, watched in the same couch with my family.
Yay!
We were all screaming at the telly, being like, come on, Rhys!
And he did it.
And he cried straight away. He didn't know whether he'd won or not. He didn't know his
he
score.
Just cried.
He didn't know what was coming after, but
so
he said.
So, your first top moment of the Olympics.
I think it's because he's my age and I can be like, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.